Chapter 1. Rehearsal Types, Techniques, and Considerations. So the advantage I had, and my commanders had, was that we had been part of the rehearsal and saw the problems ahead of time. Colonel Jack P. Nix, Jr., Commander, 1st Brigade, 82nd ABN, Operation Just Cause. Commanders and staff have numerous choices when it comes to rehearsing their unit plan, both in rehearsal types and rehearsal techniques. Familiarity with each will assist the commander in selecting the best way to visualize, clarify, and synchronize the unit's planned critical actions. Rehearsing key combat actions allows unit participants to become familiar with the synchronization of the planned operation. Planning for the rehearsal event consists primarily of deciding what to rehearse, how to rehearse, who to rehearse, and when to rehearse. These commander decisions are based on time available, unit training status, the complexity of the planned operation, and the unit's familiarity with rehearsal types and techniques. Types of rehearsals. The five types of rehearsals and briefs are confirmation brief, back brief, combined arms rehearsal, CAR, support rehearsal, battle drill or standard operating procedure, SOP rehearsal. Until the publishing of FM50, the operations process, confirmation brief was considered a type of rehearsal. Familiarity with each will assist the commander in selecting the best way to visualize, clarify, and synchronize the unit's planned critical actions. Confirmation brief. Confirmation briefs are routinely performed by a subordinate leader immediately after receiving any instructions, such as an operations order, op ord, a fragmentary order, frago, etc. The subordinates brief the higher commander on their understanding of his intent, their specific task and purpose, and the relationship between their unit's missions and other units in the operation. Back brief. A back brief is a briefing by subordinates to the commander to review how subordinates intend to accomplish their mission. FM60. Back briefs are performed throughout the preparation phase of the operations process. The purpose is to ensure the commander's intent is understood and to identify problems in the concept of operations. It differs from the confirmation brief in that subordinate leaders are given time to complete their plan rather than briefing the commander immediately following receipt of an order. The confirmation brief, up until the publishing of FM50, the operations process, was considered a type of rehearsal. Considerations. Time. Requires the fewest resources and may be the only rehearsal option in a time-constrained environment. Technique. Performed sequentially, subordinate leaders explain their mission from the start to the finish, reviewing all tasks. Tip. This type of rehearsal may be combined with other rehearsal types given adequate time. By combining it with other rehearsal types, leaders are able to coordinate their plans before performing more elaborate drills. Combined Arms Rehearsal, CAR. In a combined arms rehearsal, subordinate units synchronize their plans with each other, FM60. The maneuver unit headquarters normally conducts the CAR, which is performed after subordinate units have issued their op ord. The rehearsal ensures that subordinate plans are synchronized with those of other units and the plans achieve the intent of the higher commander. A CAR is particularly important when preparing for a complex operation, such as the combined arms breach. The CAR may be accomplished by using any of the available rehearsal methods, but the terrain model method is the most frequently used method at brigade and below. Additional information will be provided in Chapter 4. Support rehearsal. The support rehearsal helps synchronize each warfighting function with the overall operation, FM60. The support rehearsal assists the operation so warfighting functions, WFFs, can synchronize their specific missions with the current operation. Support rehearsals are conducted throughout preparation within the framework of a single or limited number of WFFs. These rehearsals typically involve coordination and procedure drills for aviation, fires, engineer support, logistics support, information collection operations. The support rehearsals complement the CAR while preparing units for operations. Support rehearsals may occur following the CAR or may precede it. Specific support rehearsals may be combined into full dress rehearsals. While support rehearsals may differ slightly by warfighting function, they achieve the same result. Ensure the WFF or supporting operation will support the higher commander's plan. Ensure all assigned missions will be performed. synchronize the particular WFF support plan with the maneuver plan. Standard operating procedures and battle drill rehearsal. A battle drill is a collective action rapidly executed without applying a deliberate decision-making process, FM6O. Battle drill, or SOP rehearsals, ensure all participants understand the particular technique or set of procedures associated with a given stimulus. Units and staffs constantly rehearse SOPs and unit-specific battle drills. These battle drills and SOPs do not require a completed order from the higher headquarters because they are not mission-specific, but rather driven by events and stimuli. Battle drill and SOP rehearsals are not limited to published tasks. Where leaders find a need, they should develop internal methods for satisfying them. The end state is achieving understanding of individual roles and responsibilities, timing, and execution of the rehearsed task. Tip: understanding and anticipating what type situations may be encountered helps leaders prioritize how time should be allocated concerning battle drills and rehearsals. Considerations. Time. SOP and battle drill rehearsals may be executed with little or no preparation and in varying degrees of resourcing. Multi-echelon. All echelons use these types of rehearsals. However, they are most common for small-sized elements, such as sections, squads, and platoons. Rehearsal methods or techniques. The seven methods or techniques of rehearsals are full dress, key leader or reduced force, terrain model, digital terrain model, sketch map, map, network. Full dress. The full dress rehearsal produces the most detailed understanding of the operation. It involves every soldier and system participating in the operation. If possible, the rehearsal is conducted under similar conditions, terrain, weather, time of day, etc., the force will encounter during the actual operation. This may include utilization of a live fire training exercise, LFX. The full dress rehearsal is the most difficult to accomplish, especially at higher command levels. Tip: at higher echelons, the commander may opt for an alternate rehearsal plan that mirrors the actual plan but fits the available terrain. Considerations. Time. Full dress rehearsals are normally the most time-consuming of all the rehearsal techniques. Integration of this technique is most effective for company-sized units and smaller. If use of this technique is being considered for a brigade or task force element, ensure the amount of time necessary to conduct this type of rehearsal does not jeopardize the timelines of subordinate units. Multi-echelon. Subordinate units should consider conducting a full dress rehearsal as part of the higher unit's key leader reduced force rehearsal. For example, as key leaders in a company rehearse a defensive operation, a single platoon can synchronize their full dress rehearsal in their assigned battle position and engagement area. Terrain. Management of terrain and utilization of the full dress technique requires additional planning and considerations. Specifically, the area must be identified, secured, cleared, and maintained leading up to and throughout the rehearsal process. Operational security. Be aware that any movement of a large body of the force will attract enemy attention. Developing a plan to secure the rehearsal from enemy observation becomes increasingly difficult at echelon. Key leader or reduced force rehearsal. Key leader rehearsals generally require fewer resources than full dress rehearsals. Like the full dress rehearsal, key leader rehearsals are executed on the same terrain, but with fewer soldiers. Terrain requirements are exactly the same as a full dress rehearsal, only the number of participants change. The level of leader involvement is directed by the commander, with the leaders rehearsing the plan while traversing the terrain. Tip: this method is optimal for rehearsing fire control measures in an engagement area during defensive operations or as a preparation step for a full dress rehearsal. Tip: key leader rehearsals may also be conducted using small-scale replicas of the terrain or structures. This is sometimes referred to as a rehearsal of concept, rock drill. Considerations. Time. Generally, this technique requires less time than a full dress rehearsal. Terrain. Management of terrain and utilization of the key leader rehearsal often requires the same planning and considerations as the full dress rehearsal. Operational security. Due to the reduced footprint of a key leader rehearsal, operations security, OPSEC, is less of a concern. However, the number of radio transmissions may necessitate increased security considerations. Terrain model. The terrain model method of rehearsals is the most popular technique. It requires less time and resources than either full dress or reduced force rehearsals. The commander decides on the level of leader involvement, then directs the size and scale of the model to be built for accurate depiction of the area of operation, AO. The size of the terrain model can vary, from small, icons are moved to represent units, to large, participants walk the model. Additional modeling techniques are discussed in Chapter 3. An accurately constructed terrain model helps subordinate leaders visualize the commander's intent and concept of operations. Tip: larger models help reinforce the participants' perception of unit positions on the terrain by allowing them to walk on it. Tip: constructing the terrain model takes time, and a clearly delineated SOP that details its construct is necessary. Good SOPs also establish staff responsibility for building the model and a timeline for its completion. Considerations. Time. Based on the size of the area and level of detail required, a proficient brigade should be able to construct a terrain model to standard in 1 to 4 hours. Multi-echelon. This technique can easily involve many different types of leaders. That, combined with an efficient use of time, make it effective for multi-echelon participation. Terrain. The terrain model should be oriented to the terrain with the model size varying from small to large. Operational security. When possible, the terrain model should overlook the actual terrain where the depicted operation will occur. If OPSEC does not allow this, it should be constructed on a reverse slope within walking distance of the actual terrain. Digital terrain model rehearsal. Digital terrain models are virtual representations of the area of operations. They are created using a plethora of systems and software and can create the ability to walk or fly through the terrain. Holographic capabilities allow viewers a three-dimensional capability. Digital hot links on the model provide more insight at specific points on the battlefield, providing clarity or reinforcing the commander's intent, and are generally created by the unit geospatial engineers. Considerations. Time. Digital terrain models take a great deal of time to create, specifically the three-dimensional aspect of the model, depending on the available digital data of the area, and should be planned for well in advance to ensure the quality of the product is adequate for the purpose. Multi-echelon. This type of rehearsal best suits small units, although with a good wide area network, WAN, or local area network, LAN, a wider audience can view the graphics. All echelons may be provided copies of the digital graphics to take back to their headquarters for further rehearsal. Terrain. This type of rehearsal requires the least amount of physical space to conduct. Operational security. This type of rehearsal poses limited risk because it does not require a large physical space outside the operations center to secure. Sketch map. Sketch map rehearsals may be conducted anywhere and anytime. Similar to the terrain model rehearsal, sketch maps are generally produced large enough for all participants to see. Markers are used to represent units or specific formations and are moved by the participants representing troop movements. Tip: this technique is very effective for both confirmation briefs and back briefs. Tip: care must be given to the level of detail in the sketch. Elevation, hydrology, and infrastructure must be added, and there is no way to geosynchronize the sketch map to actual grade coordinates. Considerations. Time. Sketch maps are less time-consuming to build than terrain models, but require more time than map rehearsals. Multi-echelon. It is very difficult to conduct multi-echelon rehearsals using this technique. Terrain. The optimal location is overlooking the terrain on which the mission will be performed. Operational security. Special attention should be paid to securing the rehearsal location and its surrounding areas. Any collection of leaders and their vehicles may be observed and targeted by enemy forces. Map. The map rehearsal is similar to the sketch map rehearsal, except the commander uses a map covered with an operational overlay instead of a drawing. It is considered the easiest to set up due to the limited resource requirements. Sometimes referred to as desktop or hoodtop rehearsals, if scaled down to the minimum, map rehearsals are tailored to the specific echelon and mission. Considerations. Time, terrain, and operational security. This rehearsal method requires the least amount of time and terrain. A good site will be well concealed from the enemy. An optimal location will overlook the terrain of the operation. Multi-echelon. Due to map size constraints, it is very difficult to conduct with a great number of people or with multiple echelons. Network. Units conduct network rehearsals over LAN or WAN. These rehearsals are conducted to practice critical portions of an operation over communication networks in the specific sequence the commander establishes. Only critical parts of the operation are rehearsed, and all information required for the execution of the operation must be available during the rehearsal. Working information systems, the op board, and graphics must be present, and battle tracking may also be rehearsed and practiced during network rehearsals. Tip: network rehearsals quickly show if units have working SOPs, if the SOPs are shared by all elements within the network, and if the SOPs are clear. Considerations: time and terrain. Considerations are minimal. Multi-echelon. The network rehearsal lends itself well to multi-echelon rehearsal. Commander's intent and information system capabilities at the different echelons determine key participants. Operational security. Increased communications traffic may cause concerns. This considered, units should use different frequencies for the rehearsal than the actual operation. Additional considerations. Site selection. Location must facilitate the selected rehearsal. Consider security. The site must be secure from attack, ground and air, and from observation. Limited visibility. Consider both the ability of the participants to see and light discipline. Noise. Although compromise of the rehearsal is a concern, consider the ability of the participants to hear the rehearsal. No generators, aircraft, or vehicles in the background. Parking. Tactical parking must be available for both wheeled vehicles and aircraft, but the dismount point must not be in a position to attract enemy attention. Best type or technique. Apply mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops, time available, and civil considerations, MET TC. The most effective technique is normally the full dress rehearsal, but it is not always the most practical technique. Home station training. Units must take advantage of every opportunity at home station to train the rehearsal process. Train the process, rehearse your rehearsal, and conduct an after-action review upon completion. Tip: knowledge of the subordinate unit's plan is critical to the commander, but often he does not have time to attend all the subordinate unit rehearsals. A way is for the commander to attend the main effort, CAR, and the S3 and Command Sergeant Major, CSM, to attend subordinate unit rehearsals. This provides the unit with a higher headquarters representative who has the authority to adjust the plan as additional issues arise at the rehearsal. The S3 or CSM can also take back issues, problems, and coordination instructions to the Tactical Operations Center, TOC, for follow-up and resolution.